suppose I maybe sometimes I get sick of writing music, and I things occur to me, and I thought, oh, I'll have that. And I like there are sometimes the moment which says, oh my God, that's the cross between the Student Prince and Father Ted or something. And and you would simply say, well, why would you do such a thing? I mean, it sounds exactly like Mario Lanza or Sigmund Romberg, and I said, well, I think, you know, why not? I don't care really. I mean, humor is, you know, humor. For instance, in Father Ted, I never found the priest funny, ever.
They're all priests.
The drunk one.
Father Ted.
Yeah, the one who's shot. Yes, but I never, ever found him funny. I also thought he was a crashing bore. And, but Father Ted and the other one are very funny. Likewise, and absolutely fabulous, I never found the drunken one, Patsy. Never found him funny. Just totally boring. But I found the other woman incredibly funny.
But why?
Because it has to do with what is obvious and what isn't obvious. And Father Jack, the drunk guy, is just an obvious bore. And so for me is Patsy. Because it's much, there's more imagination and subtlety in the other characters.
I'm sitting here with Simon Taylor, the CEO of the National Concert Hall. And the NCH is putting on a 3-day contemporary music program featuring two of the biggest names in contemporary music, Thomas Addis and Gerald Berry. Simon, why have you, or how have you managed to get these two fantastic people together here?
Well, it's a long story, I suppose. We 5 years ago with the Arts Council at RTE. We made a decision to start an annual festival called New Music Dublin. It came out of the fact that there had been a festival that RTE did called Living Music. And then with the economic circumstances prevailing in sort of after 2008, that went by the board. And when I started in the National Concert Hall in 2011, I sort of realized that we'd never engaged enough with contemporary music. You know, very, very successful venue, but relying very much on, as it were, the core classics and the like, and sort of thinking, well, we're missing something here, and as a national cultural institution, we really should be supporting new music. So initially, out of a conversation with colleagues in RTE, we thought, well, can we do something collectively together? And then we thought, well, if we could involve the Arts Council in this from a funding point of view, then you have potentially a perfect storm, in the sense that you have the funder putting in cash, you have RTE putting in its orchestral resources, and you have the concert hall putting in its venue. So at its crudest, that's the way it came about. We did three years initially, and then we didn't do a festival last year because with all the 1916 centenary celebrations, there were a bundle of things that we were doing, including a huge celebration, a retrospective of Irish music for the last 100 years. So we didn't do it last year, and then this year we thought to come back, we wanted to have something really special. And there had been discussions going on with Tom Addis for some time about coming over, and it was he who said, well, he'd love to do it, but if he did it, he wanted to involve Gerald Berry as well. And also at the time, RTE was negotiating with Gerald to be a composer in residence for a couple of seasons, so it just all seemed to come together very well. And the sort of that combination of one of the big names in music across the water, and undoubtedly Ireland's most celebrated contemporary composer internationally, just seemed like a perfect thing to do. And so it's proved. I mean, I think in terms of what we've heard over the last couple of days, extraordinary music. And very different as well. And in the conversation we've had this morning, you can hear that they are very different musically, but obviously have a tremendous mutual admiration, which is great. And I think that's one of the great charms about contemporary music, but also one of its difficulties, is that you can't pin it down. You can't say what it is. You know, I remember hearing just recently the leader of the Vanbrugh Quartet introducing a concert where the first half was sort of 5 short contemporary pieces. And he said that, you know, one of the great things about playing contemporary music is it's so varied. But that's one of the great difficulties as well, because if you think of the time of Mozart, everybody wrote like Mozart. They didn't write as well as Mozart, but the language was the same. Whereas now you come along and you really don't know what you're going to hear. I mean, last night you had, you know, Ed Bennett's piece at the beginning, and then you had Gerald, and then you had the Tom Edes piece. Hugely contrasting pieces, all written within a few years of each other. But, you know, and I think from my point of view as a promoter, as it were, for the concert hall, looking for the audience, that's a tricky thing, because, you know, listening to Totentanz last night, just thinking that, you know, very reminiscent of Mahler in places, maybe the subject matter at the end, you're thinking Kinder Totenlieder or whatever, but even, you know, some of the musical language, it's very approachable, and as he was talking about today, he does still write in a sort of core classical tradition, you know, even talking about expositions and repeats and things like that, you know, Gerald wouldn't talk in those terms at all, but you can't help feeling that a huge amount of our core audience would have really enjoyed that last night. But how do you persuade them in advance to come? I think that's the real challenge.